We come together. In some sense, there are other people watching at the moment. There will be other people watching later today and during the rest of the week as we are together in spirit, as we worship, as we come together, a family of God's children. And so we come to worship our God. And we begin as we sing together the hymn, "The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord." Now let us pray. We pray, we ask, we act, we believe in your name, Jesus. We worship you today, a people, a community, without seeing firsthand you, the Creator, without seeing firsthand you, the Son. In the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we gather in faith and trust in you and in the way. We pray that your life will be our guide, that we will have the courage to follow you, to know the way forward through your example, that our lives will be inspired and led by what we know of you. We ask for boldness, that your love will be our standard, that we will love in your name, in your way, without condition, without fear, that we will show love to all in the promise of a better world. We act in your name. We pray for your strength to carry out your work in adoration of you, in the love of all your people, bringing your kingdom ever closer. We believe as a community of faith, we believe in you, in your life, death and resurrection, in the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. We live our lives in this belief and trust that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We pray, we ask, we act, we believe in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there? Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. Now that you have known me, he said to them, you will know my Father also, and from now on you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, that is all we need. Jesus answered, for a long time I have been with you all, yet you do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe, Philip, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I have spoken to you, Jesus said to his disciples, do not come from me. The Father, who remains in me, does his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. If not, believe because of the things I do. I am telling you the truth. Whoever believes in me will do what I do. Yes, he will do even greater things because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Many of us have been appreciating the little journeys, the times of exercise, a walk, enjoying the beautiful countryside of our peninsula area. Have you been noticing beautiful things to see, to listen to touch? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's pause here for a moment by the police station and give thanks for those who uphold the law at this time and encourage and support our community. Come with me on a little journey through the village of Strontien. We'll journey not the whole way up to the church, but towards the riverbank. A walk towards the shop. And we give thanks for all of those who have been supporting and serving and caring for our community, that we might have the essentials for life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We've spoken a lot over recent weeks about life, life in all its fullness. And even in the midst of isolation and restriction, perhaps we have been able to appreciate life differently. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Words that are often heard at funeral services, words that I have recited at gravesides in recent weeks, words I have spoken well over 1,000 times in my years in ministry. But they're words that speak not only of the assurance of life beyond death, they're words that speak of hope and promise for us now. We pause again on our journey here and we give thanks for all those who work for the Highland Council in so many different ways, carrying out essential tasks to help us. Looking after our roads, emptying the bins, providing for our community. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In times when there is so much fake news, so much that is not true, so much idle speculation while we wait for facts, let us all play our part in being truthful, in sharing the things that are real, the things that will help and encourage others. Here we are by the fire station in Strontian. We think of all the emergency services, those caring for others in times of great need. And here at the school, the primary school and the high school, we think of staff and students not able to learn at school but finding new ways to learn at home. We pause and we pray for our young people in this community, for those who care for them and teach them and nurture them. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Words that are sometimes used in an exclusive way, but really they're words of inclusion. Jesus said, "In my Father's house, there's room for everyone. In my Father's house are many mansions. Room for the folk that are like us, and room for those who are not." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Amen. Loving God, still our hearts in prayer as we focus our minds towards your promise of love for us and for all. We pray for ourselves, for the congregations in this area, for each one of us at different stages of life and faith, thriving, struggling, wondering, hoping and trusting. Grant us the grace to respect and understand each person where they are, not where we think they should be. We pray for our communities, for our children, friends, families, parents, neighbours, and our enemies, each one your child, and our sibling through the love of Christ. Grant us the power to love all others as you love us. We pray for our church and all your communities of faith in these times of declining numbers, as Christianity seeks relevance in many nations around the world. Grant us the wisdom to remember the purposes of your church, not numbers, but salvation in your name. We pray for our world in this time of disease and lockdown and fear. We pray for our world as the planet continues to bear so many wounds, inflicted often by our own waste, our arrogance, our inability to see the beauty of your creation, in our constant misuse of the resources given to us. Grant us the boldness to see the error of our ways and to act now before it is too late. From the silence of our hearts, we bring to you our own and varied prayers as we lift up before you the needs of our troubled world. Grant to us a new and fresh understanding of what it is to follow you, the way, the truth, the life. All our prayers, all our thoughts, we offer to you, our God. In Jesus' name, amen. And continuing in a spirit of prayer, we think of the offerings that we bring. And in this Christian Aid Week, we think of gifts that we have given or may consider giving towards that important ongoing work around the world, in places of need, places of poverty. Gracious, giving God, in faith we present all our gifts, monetary offerings, and the promises of time and talent, all the signs of our commitment to continue the work of Jesus in ministry and mission, today and every day. And hear us as we bring all our praying together, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Stay safe, stay home, and know that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you and with all those you love, and with all God's people everywhere, today and always. Amen.